Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Omid Scobie's Endgame. Sophie, I have to say, I went into this book thinking I knew the basic story, but it really shook me.
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, Endgame is not just another royal gossip book. It's a deeply reported look at why the monarchy, as we know it, is in real trouble. Scobie's argument is that the institution is fundamentally unsustainable, and he backs it up with some pretty damning evidence.
Right. And it's not just about Harry and Meghan, although that's a huge part of it. He frames their exit as a symptom of a much deeper problem. The whole system is fractured, with different factions leaking against each other.
Exactly. He calls it a firm that's deeply divided. And the most striking part for me was how he dismantles the idea of a neutral press. The palace has this symbiotic relationship with the tabloids, feeding stories to control the narrative.
Yeah, the never complain, never explain thing is a total myth. They're constantly briefing off the record. And Scobie traces exactly how negative stories about Meghan originated from within the palace. It's not conspiracy. It's bureaucratic warfare through newspaper columns.
And he doesn't let Prince William off the hook. He portrays him as deeply embedded in that old system, someone who values control above everything. The Sandringham summit wasn't about reconciliation. It was about forcing Harry and Meghan back in line.
That was a hard read. William comes across as really entitled and unwilling to see his brother's perspective. Scobie suggests the monarchy under Charles is precarious, but under William, it could be catastrophic. He just doesn't have the emotional intelligence to reform anything.
The other big theme is race. It's not just that one comment about what color will the baby be. Scobie argues the racism is systemic. Meghan's presence threatened an institution that's literally a symbol of British imperialism, and the palace's failure to defend her shows a deep, unexamined rot.
Honestly, the part about the press and race together is devastating. He shows how the palace fed negative stories about Meghan, and then the tabloids ran with racist tropes. And the palace never once stepped in to correct the record. They just let her drown.
Yeah, and he covers her legal battle with the Mail on Sunday as a David and Goliath moment. Her victory was huge, but the system that allowed that abuse to happen in the first place is still there.
So what's the endgame? Scobie says the monarchy has to either evolve or face a slow decline. But he's not optimistic. He thinks they're too invested in their own mythology to change. The Queen's death removed the last unifying figure, and now it's all up for grabs.
He also questions the cost. The sovereign grant, the Duchy of Lancaster, the Duchy of Cornwall, it's all very opaque. And in a modern, multicultural Britain, more people are asking why we have an inherited head of state at all.
I'm taking away this idea that the institution is more important than the people in it. They chose to protect the crown over protecting Harry and Meghan. And that's not just sad, it's unsustainable. You can't run a family like a corporation and expect everyone to fall in line.
Absolutely. And if this conversation has you wanting to dig deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or a one-time $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. So the big picture here is that the monarchy is at a crossroads, and the old rules don't work anymore.
And that's the real cost of silence. We'll see you in the next one.